I wanted to share with you one beautiful thought for Rosh Hashanah that I, as I'm beginning to learn the nyanim of Tkiyas Shofar to prepare, I came across an incredible Aruch HaShulchan that I'd like to share with you. When we blow Shofar primarily three sections. But Medina, the last section that we blow, the last 40 that we blow at the end of davening during Kaddish, after Shemona Esrei, at the very end of davening, that's not Medina. The Medina, we blow 60 tchias, 30 between Kriyas HaTorah and Musaf, and 30 during Musaf. Those are the main tchias to Miyushav. There are some Sfarim who actually do sit for them. Those are the ones that are before Musaf, and then 30, as we say, Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofaros, another set of 30. The question is, why do we do both sets? That's what Gemara asks, and Gemara Rosh Hashanah, why do we blow tchias Shofar two separate times, repeating the same thing? So the Gemara gives a very unusual answer, which I'd like to explain. The Gemara says, La'arbev es ha-satan. Somehow by blowing Tkiyas Shofar two separate times, that's ma'arbev, that confuses the satan. So Rashi has one suggestion, Tosus has another suggestion. I'd like to share with you the Aruch HaShulchan's suggestion of what it means that because we blow the shofar a second time, we do the mitzvah a second time, that's ma'arbev es ha-satan, that confuses and confounds the satan and makes him unable to prosecute. Listen to what the Aruch HaShulchan says. What was the reason? What's the reason originally that, how is, before we ended up with this second set of blowing, one during, before Musaf, one during Musaf, how was it originally? The original takana was that during Shachris in the olden days did not look like our Shachris now, and Musaf in the olden days did not look like our Musaf now. The original version was that Shachris had Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, and Shachris had the Tkiyas Shofar, only one set, all 30, the 30 that are required midoraisa. And then Musaf, there was no blowing Shofar, and there's no Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros whatsoever. That's how things were originally. But I think the article on the Rosh Hashanah Machzor points this out on the bottom, it's a Yushalmi. The Yushalmi explains that at one point in history, there was a gzeira, or the enemies came in, and they heard people blowing a trumpet, they thought it was a call to arms, and the enemies came, and they killed the people there, or did something to the people there. So the Chachamim decided, we're not going to blow Shofar early in the morning, but until the Goyim have a chance to realize that, you know, we're not trying to do anything wrong, we're just having our prayers and our services and doing our horns ram, and nothing more than that, and therefore Chachamim instituted that we'll switch the tkiyas from the morning to be in Musaf. That was what the Yushalmi says. So that's still 30 that was in the morning. Now it should be 30 later in the day, in the early afternoon. Where did 60 come from? So once the takana was originally to do it in the morning, once the original version was to do it in the morning, we didn't want to undo it and throw it out. We only wanted to add onto how things were. So therefore we left, we don't want to have it too early in the morning not to scare anybody, so we left a 30, like a token commemorative 30, to remember the way it used to be. It used to be early in the morning, so we do it right after Shacharis. And then, during Musaf, we have the real tekios instead of the way they originally were during Shacharis, and we do it during Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros during Musaf. But the point is that what was it before the Gzeira? Before this attack that happened to the Jewish people, whatever community it was. How many times did we blow? 30. Now, after this Gzeira, how many times do we blow? 60. So that means we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when everything's great, we do 30. All of a sudden, there's a Gzeira against us, we're attacked, we're killed, and what do? We do even more. We do even more. When people are attacked, when people are hurt, what's the normal reaction? To throw it away. To not do as much. Look what happens when Klal Yisrael is attacked. Look what happens when this is Aruch HaShulchan's words. Look what happens when there's a gzeira against Klal Yisrael. Look what happens when something happens to us. How do we respond? We do more than we ever did. And that is what, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is what confuses the Satan. What's the Satan's goal? He wants to say, let the Jews have a terrible year, let them have tzaras and tzaras and tzaras and tzaras and tzaras, let them have problems. So what do? We show the Satan, you know what's going to happen if we have problems? We're just going to serve Hashem better and more fervently, with more kavanah, do more mitzvahs. So what's his reaction going to be? He's not going to be able to prosecute. He's not going to be able to say anything. Because the more he says, the more he'll be. because we're just going to respond with doing more mitzvahs. And that is the beautiful, beautiful pshat that the Aruch HaShulchan suggests as to why, when we blow the second set of tekios, that's la'arbi v'sasatam, we should be zochet to not have any gzeres, we should be zochet that we should, nevertheless, satan should keep his mouth closed, we should be zochet to only shnas chayim v'shalom. V'chanar b'in akash yomer, ratzah kadosh baruch hu, v'zakos says Yisrael, afikhar b'r lahem, t'orin sosh man ne'echveitz, man zikoy do tovi adir.